ABC News, I'm Darielle Albinger. There's been little reaction from Donald Trump as his former fixer Michael Cohen tells the jury in his hush money trial about the arrangement to buy Stormy Daniels' silence ahead of the 2016 election.
He's hardly been reacting at all most of the time. Donald Trump appears to have had his eyes closed throughout this testimony, looking straight ahead, looking down at his chest. But really, his eyes have been closed, something we have seen throughout much of this trial and something Donald Trump himself has reacted to on his own social media page to say that he does close his eyes.
ABC's Olivia Rubin covering the trial. The nation's largest airlines are suing the Department of Transportation over a new rule which requires them to disclose certain fees up front. After several failed attempts, the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is expected to be removed tonight from the cargo ship Dolly. Stocks closed mixed to start the week. This is ABC News. OpenAI is out with a new artificial intelligence model.
The latest large language model from OpenAI is called GPT-4o. OpenAI's Mark Chen says they've worked to cut down on latency.
That means that you don't have this awkward 2 to 3 second lag before you wait for the model to give a response.
And while the tech was quick to respond in OpenAI's live demonstrations, it was buggy in other areas, like when they tried to show off its vision capabilities.
Okay, I see it.
No, I didn't show you yet. Just give me help along the way. 1 second.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Actor Steve Buscemi is recovering from what is being described as a random attack in New York. Police say someone punched the 66-year-old actor in the face while walking in Manhattan. His publicist says he's okay and that Buscemi chased the attacker despite a head injury. The suspect is still at large. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Larson, Collision, and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
And to tonight, an air quality alert continues to be in effect until midnight. Lows down to 47. Tonight, north winds around 10. Spotty light showers or sprinkles ending by the evening and partly clear. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs of around 70, northeast winds 10 to 15. Tuesday night, lows of 42, northeast winds of 3 to 6 and mostly clear. And sunny to partly cloudy on Wednesday, highs of 72. It is 72 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Jukebox rock and make you tip a cover band. Oh, country can. What can turn a parking lot into a party cove? What can make a new best friend out of someone you don't know? What can find the common ground between red dirt? Cry like a heartbroken steel guitar. Nothing helps you find.
you're a turkey, they're a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
I left my job on the radio to try and see things her way. I made a lot of money like she wanted me to, but she still left me anyway. So I'm back on the radio again, talking to my radio friends, playing all the songs that the world wants to hear. I'm back on the radio again. It's a party every night on my radio show, and the listeners always call in. Every night someone will say, hey, Mr. DJ, it's good to hear you on the radio again. So I'm back on the radio again, talking to my radio friends, playing all the songs that the world wants to hear on WRCO Radio again. I'm radio born, radio bred. I'll be talking that talk like she always said. If she's listening to me on her radio, I wanna tell her I'm doing just fine. I'm right here at home with my old microphone, playing all the hits night after night. So I'm back on the radio again, talking to my radio friends, playing all the songs that the world wants to hear on WRCO Radio again. So I'm back on the radio again, talking to my radio friends, playing all the songs that the world wants to hear. I'm back on the radio again. So I'm back on the radio again, talking to my radio friends, playing all the songs that the world wants to hear on WRCO Radio again. So I'm back on the radio.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more.
They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Desi, and I am a sixth grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, we are connectors to help and strength. Our mission recognizes that our voices have great power, and we use it to break the silence when someone is struggling and to connect them to the help they need and deserve.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
To the seniors of Weston High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Bailey Paint and Decorating.
It's 13 minutes after 4 o'clock, and still to come this hour, we'll have an early evening news getting underway around 4:30, and we'll follow that up with the Richland Center and River Valley baseball game on a delay, and right here on WRCO FM 100.9, where it is 72 degrees. Heading back to music as we now hear a tune from Luke Bryan.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind with what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive, 'cause you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Blanket down made for me and you, tied up all night long, over and over, crash into me and pull me closer, kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Wish I could bottle up the taste on your lips, that margarita salt water sunburnt sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Blanket down made for me and you, tied up all night long, over and over, crashing into me.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, Jay's Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic.
Muscadet
Morrell Mushroom Fest. Saturday, May 18th, promises a day filled with festival vendors, lots of food, fun, and family entertainment. Festivities begin with the Lions Club Cassie Chili Cook-Off, with judging at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on their chili dogs and raffle tickets at Walnut Street. The St. John's Holy Name Society Pancake Breakfast at Parish Hall on Beet Street. The Thunder Showers Bounce Houses and Girl Scouts Food Stand will be at Pickering Park. Thank you to Muscadet Mini Mart, Kyle Hemmersbach Trucking, Hawkers, and Sportsman's Lounge for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done! From Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and the Pratt Funeral & Cremation Services.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Things I should have said.
I've been thinking maybe I was wrong. I was angry, but then I heard our song.
Oh, oh, we're overthinking, overthinking. Oh, oh, I know we can work it out, so
baby, just come home.
You're still growing.
You're still the only one.
Gonna be rain, but it makes the grass a little greener. Blue skies are gonna turn gray, but I'm on the right side with you. Some people want it all there, looking at all the lungs. Oh, I know it's gonna be rain, but I'm on the right side with you.
Should think before I speak.
I'll do better. Yeah, you can count on me.
Oh, oh, we're overthinking, overthinking. Oh, oh, I know we can work it out, so
baby, just come home.
You're still growing.
You're still the only one. I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes grass a little greener, blue skies are gonna turn gray, but I'm on the right side with you. Some people want it all there, looking at all their lungs. Oh, I know it's gonna be rain, but I'm on the right side with you.
I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes the grass a little greener, blue skies are gonna turn gray.
I know it's gonna be rain, but it makes grass a little greener, blue skies are gonna turn gray, but I'm on the right side with you. Some people want it all there, looking at all their lungs. Oh, I know it's gonna be rain, but I'm on the right side with you. But I'm on the right side with you.
burning through a second wind. Turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn this heart. It's like it don't understand. We're as dumb as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it. Nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this heart. But I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. Damn this hard. Yeah, yeah.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. There's been little reaction from Donald Trump as his former fixer Michael Cohen tells the jury in his hush money trial about the arrangement to buy Stormy Daniels' silence ahead of the 2016 election.
He's hardly been reacting at all most of the time. Donald Trump appears to have had his eyes closed throughout this testimony, looking straight ahead, looking down at his chest. But really, his eyes have been closed, something we have seen throughout much of this trial and something Donald Trump himself has reacted to on his own social media page to say that he does close his eyes.
ABC's Olivia Rubin covering the trial. The nation's largest airlines are suing the Department of Transportation over a new rule which requires them to disclose certain fees up front. After several failed attempts, the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is expected to be removed tonight from the cargo ship Dolly. Stocks closed mixed to start the week. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows down to around 47, north winds around 10, spotty, light showers or sprinkles ending in the evening, then partly clear. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs back up to around 70. We're at 72 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources put almost 60 counties under an air quality advisory today as wildfire smoke from Canada is expected to pass through the area. The WRCO listening area is under an air quality alert until midnight tonight. The DNR says the entire state could be impacted by the smoke today, and some portions may increase to an unhealthy air quality level. To view the current air quality conditions, visit airquality.wi.gov. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in Eau Claire last week to host a roundtable on the healthcare situation in the Chippewa Valley. The roundtable included elected officials and representatives from Oak Leaf, Mayo, and Marshfield, and covered issues like a lack of available psychiatric beds and the $15 million of emergency funding that is currently held up by the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Congressman Van Orden plans to introduce a bill to extend telehealth services for qualified health centers. The school year is winding down for the River Valley School District. Lauren Glassbrenner is the district administrator.
The end of a school year is an incredible time. The kids are so excited, which is good and bad, because they don't want to focus on learning a lot. They want to focus on being outside a lot. So our teachers are crafty people, and they really try to keep those kids engaged for these final 2 weeks. In River Valley, our final day for students is next Thursday.
The next 9 days will be busy for all.
The next 9 days are going to be filled with activities, just filled with activities over at the River Valley campus. We've got baseball tonight, but also tonight we have our high school band and choir concert. So we're trying to get baseball in a little early just so that the kids can get back to go to that band and choir concert. That's at River Valley High School tonight at 7 o'clock. So anybody's welcome. Then we cruise into Tuesday where we've got golf, baseball, track, and softball all happening on Tuesday, which is following then Wednesday, which is a typical night that we don't have athletic events, is our scholarship night, which will be held out at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. We'll be at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Followed off by Thursday, we get to go to golf conference. It's amazing that conference, sectionals, regionals, all of those things are going to start to come in. And then we have a middle school band and choir concert on Thursday night as well. Soccer plays that night as well, the girls' soccer team.
This week will end with a special activity for elementary students in the district.
It's called Little Hawks, where every kid, grades 1, 2, 3, and 4, from River Valley Elementary, as well as St. John's and St. Luke's, our two private institutions in our district, come together and have a track and field day on our big stadium. And so the kids will be just really active. They'll be getting all sorts of participation in and just really engaged in a final activity outside. It's kind of like a culminating FIAD event, if you will. So physical education as well as health will be a big focus of the Little Hawks during the day on Friday. It goes from 1 until about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
It's also a very busy time for seniors.
Following weekend, we actually have baccalaureate, which is a great tradition that many places still hold. And so we're excited to host baccalaureate at our high school at 7 p.m. on the 19th. And then next week is our final week at River Valley. So we go into regionals track, we have soccer, we have semester finals. The last day for kids will be next Thursday. And then we'll have graduation the following Saturday. So on Saturday, the 25th at 11 a.m., we'll have our graduation over at River Valley High School.
It will be a longer summer for students in the River Valley District this year. The district did not receive approval for an early start for the 2024-25 school year, so classes will begin following Labor Day in September. Nathan Humphreys Loving, a registered nurse with the Richland Hospital and Clinics, was recognized last week with a Daisy Award for Extraordinary Nursing. Humphreys Loving has served as an RN for the organization since 2021 and currently works in the intensive care unit. ICU Director Rachel Fruit says Humphreys Loving is a deserving recipient. Humphreys Loving currently serves on the Nurse Practice Council as the lead nurse for the ICU. Humphreys Loving was one of four nurses nominated for the award this quarter. Jordan Crary, Rachel Fruit, and Ashley Klingeman were also nominated. The DAISY Award recognizes outstanding nurses for the work they do every day. The award was established in 1999, and there are now more than 5,000 organizations around the world that participate in the DAISY Awards. The Sauk County Board of Supervisors is looking to fill the vacant District 30 seat. If you live in the district and are interested in serving, email the county board chair at timothy.mccumber@saukcountywi.gov. Letters of interest are due today. The seat will be filled at the May County Board meeting. If you are not sure if you are in District 30, maps can be found on the Sauk County webpage. It's National Police Week. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson invites you to attend the annual Vernon County Police Memorial Service Tuesday afternoon at 1 in front of the Sheriff's Office in Viroqua. This is an opportunity for law enforcement to remind the public of the sacrifices made daily by officers in protecting the lives and property of citizens. Each year, approximately 66,414 law enforcement officers are assaulted or injured in the line of duty, and in 2023, 137 officers were killed in the line of duty, four being from Wisconsin. So far in 2024, 55 officers have been killed in the line of duty. The Frank O'Brien American Legion Post 335 will be holding its annual cemetery services Wednesday. Legion members will meet at the Avoca School Gym to travel to the Pulaski Church on County Highway P. Services will be held at Pulaski Church Cemetery on Highway P at 6, the Fairview Cemetery off of Highway N at 6:30, the Clyde Cemetery at 7, and the North Otter Creek Cemetery at Bigelow Hill at 7:15. The names of veterans will be read off and 21 gun taps will be presented. The public is welcome to attend any or all of the ceremonies to honor the veterans at each cemetery. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross is asking you to give blood or platelets during Trauma Awareness Month in May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. Type O negative is the universal blood type and what emergency room personnel reach for when there is no time to determine a patient's blood type in the most serious situations. Type O positive blood is the most used blood type because it can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. Platelets are often needed to help with clotting in cases of massive bleeding. Two opportunities to donate will be held this week. The first will be Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The second will be held Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has certified 13 nominees that are eligible for election to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. Eight districts are up for election. Among them is Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs and Randy Roker of Loganville to represent District 20, which covers Richland and Sauk counties, and Jody Miller of Avoca to represent District 23, which covers Iowa and Lafayette counties. Elected producers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1, 2024, and ending June 30, 2027. DATCAP will mail ballots to dairy producers. Producers who have not received a ballot by Wednesday, May 15th, should request one by contacting DATCAP Market Order staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. Completed ballots must be signed and mailed to DATCAP Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison 53708, and postmarked on or before May 24th. For more information on this election information, visit wisconsindairy.org/elections. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges water enthusiasts to check boat equipment and review basic safety tips to prepare for the upcoming water season. Check that your boat and trailer lights and safety equipment are in working order to save time and frustration at the boat launch. A full checklist of required equipment is available on the last page of the Wisconsin Boating Laws and Responsibilities Handbook. It's also important to inspect your life jackets for wear and tear. Most inflatable jackets should be checked for leaks every 6 months, and the cartridge should be checked before each use. The jacket manufacturer's website should have instructions on how to check your life jacket status. Follow these safety tips and enjoy Wisconsin's Great Lakes and Rivers with family and friends. Sign up to take an online boater education course. Always wear a properly fitted and fastened life jacket when you're on or near the water. Enjoy the water sober and know your limits. River shorelines and sandbars pose unseen dangers. Higher, fast-moving water can tax an individual's skills. Keep an eye on the weather and always tell someone where you are going and be ready for the unexpected. Learn more boating safety tips on the DNR's Boat Safety webpage.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4440.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died May 2nd from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life is being held this evening from now until 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
How's it going this evening? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it looks like we're still in for some unsettled in parts of southern Wisconsin. Early tonight, just a couple of isolated light showers. The more vigorous thunderstorms have stayed in parts of northern Illinois, southeast Wisconsin into lower Michigan, and that's where they should stay for tonight. Still monitoring some areas of wildfire smoke drifting down across Wisconsin and the Midwest, originating from wildfires in Alberta, Canada, so take it a little bit easy out there if you have any respiratory or cardiac issues. Now, we do expect a pretty quiet day tomorrow as high pressure builds in from the northwest. It'll be slightly cooler in some spots, but overall seasonal across the region. Wednesday should be a rather pleasant day once again. And then by Thursday, the next front slowly moves across Wisconsin and surrounding areas. Could bring a couple of widely scattered showers. Certainly doesn't look like anything too heavy at this point. Behind that, we get a dry day for Friday. Most of Saturday also looking dry and a bit warmer as some gusty south winds move in. The next cold front could move through late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, with at least a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That forecast now for tonight includes an air quality alert through midnight. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a couple of stray light showers or sprinkles ending in the evening, low temperature down to 47, north to northeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy and somewhat breezy tomorrow, high at 69 degrees, northeast wind 10 to 15. Wednesday pleasant with sunny to partly cloudy conditions, low at 42 with a high of 72. The outlook for Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, low 50 with a high of 67.
Friday, partly sunny and comfortable, low 49, high 73. Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer, low 51, high close to 80 degrees. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late Saturday night. And Sunday, partly cloudy, still warm, with highs again near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 71 degrees and 72 our high today, our morning low 57. Yesterday our high was 85 and we saw a trace of precipitation. Record high for this day set back in 2022, just a couple years back at 90, while a record low of 28 was set in 1996. Last year on this date our high was 73, our low 60. Sunset today at 8:16, sunrise tomorrow at 5:39. Just a trace of precipitation today. The barometer's at 29.74, and west winds are at 2 to 4. Again, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and TCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school activities going on this afternoon, including a big track meet at Fenimore and baseball and softball games, wrapping up the regular season for both. The WIAA girls softball tournament is set to begin on Thursday night for some area schools. Hometown and baseball will get underway this weekend. Several games will be held in the area, including Ridgeway and Muscadet during the Saturday afternoon time at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. And Sunday at 1, Argyle will play at Arena. Well, the Brewers couldn't hold a three-run lead Sunday, and that cost them a chance at a series sweep. They lost to the Cardinals by a score of 4-3. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. And, you know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us. It's hard to beat a major league team four times. Any of these 30 major league teams, it's hard to beat them.
The Brewers welcome the Pirates today to American Family Field with Colin Ray, scheduled to start the evening game, courtesy of WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. You'll be able to hear the game this evening. And the Bucks have cut ties with three assistant coaches as head man Doc Rivers sets up his new staff. Milwaukee ended the season with 11 assistants, and Rivers will have a smaller staff. DJ Baker, Sidney Dobner, and Josh Oppenheimer are no longer with the team. Oppenheimer first signed on in 2012, left, then returned in 2020. He's said to have a strong relationship with Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Today, the River Valley Blackhawks are hosting Richland Center in a makeup game for high school baseball from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The game is straight ahead here on the radio, courtesy of our area sponsors. Thanks for joining us for action, and stay tuned now for the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. The fall season is here, from hunting to farming to your next adventure. Make it better with a new Can-Am. Through October, we're clearing out 2023 models from Defender, Commander, Maverick, and Outlander. With huge factory rebates and our massive in-house discounts, save up to $3,000 on select Can-Am models, or opt for promotional financing to qualify buyers. Supply is limited, so stop by today at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
River Valley is coached by Mitch Heinemeier. His team is wrapping up the regular season this week and getting set for the WIA playoff pairings, which will come out this coming weekend.
We got to find a little bit more depth with our pitching. Other than Danny, who's been our leader the last 2 years as a pitching, as our ace pitcher, we got to get a number two, a number three, especially with the way that the season's going to play out with games on top of games. We need to find a little bit better depth and get a little bit more quality starts from a few of the younger guys. And then on top of that, we just got to put together, have a little bit better at-bats. We're getting ourselves out a lot right now, not really having a plan when we go up to the plate. Our offense definitely needs to improve so our pitchers can keep us in the game, for sure.
Mitch Heinemeier, the coach of the River Valley Blackhawks, as they face Richland Center for a second time. The Blackhawks are looking at getting a seed in which they won't have to play in that first round of the tournament coming up on May the 23rd. We'll have details in a moment on the Richland Center side of things from WRCO Sports. Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues on WRCO with a look at the Hornet dugout. They are coached by Ryan Lemke.
Talk all the time about how this is, it can be contagious, errors can be contagious, and I think our players are finally realizing how contagious errors can be, and it's part of that mental toughness and mental focus that we've got to do a better job of as of late. When if someone makes an error, to buckle down and see the ball in their glove, make sure you have a lace when you throw a ball across the infield, or see the ball and hit your cutoff man. And I think that's just, it's so important to for them to understand that errors are a stat in baseball. Like, it's designed, there's on the scoreboard, there's a spot for errors for a reason. Errors are going to happen, but we have to minimize them when they do happen.
Who's hitting the ball well for you right now, Coach?
Yeah, our three-hitter, Lane Miller. I mean, he's the heart and soul of our team, right? He's our three-hitter, our shortstop, our number one pitcher on the bump. You know, hopefully, he's going to college at Western Tech to play baseball next year, and I think in the postseason awards, he'll be well represented from Richland Center. So he is hammering the baseball. He's seen a beach ball. Doesn't matter if guys are starting him off with a curveball or they're trying to pitch around him with off-speed stuff, he's still hammering that. So I know if I was a pitcher, I would not want to see him right now.
Richland Center baseball coach Ryan Lemke on today's pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to high school baseball tonight. River Valley hosting Richland Center in a makeup game. The Richland Center Hornets come in with a record of 5-8 overall, while River Valley checks in at 6-10. Entering tonight's game, the last time the two teams met, Richland Center was a winner, 14-4. River Valley hoping to turn the tide, and also it looks like seeding is coming up for both of these teams in Division II on Wednesday night. The WIAA postseason begins next week. And for Richland Center, they stay busy with a game at Prairie tomorrow night. They'll be hosting Dodgeville on Thursday. I'll make that Friday night. And then playing at Adams Friendship next Monday. River Valley with a game coming up on Friday when they will host Prairie du Chien. They also are looking at a makeup game with Platteville yet. They're playing at Ithaca on Saturday. And then we'll take out Potosi-Cassville next Monday as well. Well, River Valley and the Hornets meeting again this season in what should be a good battle. It was rained out on Thursday night, and we'll have more about the game coming up. The starting lineups are next from WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-